Kyrie Irving is back to playing basketball. The Pelicans have a shooting problem, not a Zion problem, and using only NBA players, I select a presidential cabinet. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Wednesday, January 20th. Kyrie Irving returned to Nets practice after missing the last seven games. The reason he was gone, he said, quote, he had a lot of family and personal stuff going on. He left it at that with the media, but did say he addressed it a little bit more in depth with the organization and his team, which is the important part, of course. From the outside looking in, seems like the organization is very understanding about his absence. Seems like a very nice place to work, if you ask me. The absence did cost him nearly $1 million. Okay, it was more like $900,000. More like $860,000, if you want to be technical about it. I was just rounding up because it was a little bit more dramatic. I guess I'm one of those pawns Kyrie Irving talked about in the media. The $860,000 consisted of two games worth of salary after he was caught on video breaking quarantine and $50,000 for violating protocol. Back to basketball. The Nets have a 57-game runway here with their new big three, and it should start Wednesday versus Kyrie's old team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving on the floor. Speaking of games, there were two on Tuesday night. First one consisted of the Utah Jazz, the hottest team in the NBA. The Jazz have won six in a row, this one over the Pelicans. Donovan Mitchell had 28. Jordan Clarkson had 18, the leading sixth man of the year candidate off the bench. It was also good to see Joe Ingles back coming off the bench for Utah. The Pelicans have an issue, and it's not Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson was great in this one. Zion had 32 points, getting that body to wherever he wanted. It's his second straight game with 30 or more. And that was the question before the season. Will the lack of shooting on the Pelicans roster hinder Zion Williamson's ability to get to the rim? If you can just back off the shooters, can Zion find space? Well, yes. Stan Van Gundy, head coach of the Pelicans, has done a real good job of getting Zion on the move, and Zion's doing a good job of just getting through bodies himself. He is crafty around the rim. But the lack of shooting is a larger issue with the Pelicans. In this game, Lonzo Ball and Eric Bledsoe both in single digits in scoring. And through 13 games, the Pels hit about six less threes in each contest than their opponents. That's 18 points that they're already behind in each game. Now, Zion can overcome that because he's getting to the foul line. But 18 points is a lot to overcome. And as a team, they need one of Lonzo Ball or Eric Bledsoe, just one of them at least, to get it going from three. Just start firing away. Other than a sexy Facu Campazzo pass between his own legs, the only thing you need to know about Denver's win over OKC is that Nikola Jokic had, air quotes, only six assists. His assists per game number for the season is now down to exactly 10.0. We love our numbers here on What You Need to Know. You got to get it above 10, Nikola. But anything around that number, even lower, would be the most for a center ever over the course of a season, beating Wilt Chamberlain's 8.6 in 1968. Joker's title for most assists ever over a season for a center, looking pretty good. MVP candidate Joker had 27 versus OKC, from most valuable player to most valuable president. Because it's inauguration day here in the U.S. as the new president is sworn into office. So that got me thinking. If Joe Biden was going to pick his cabinet solely from NBA players, who would he choose? Well, let's get into the positions. Labor Secretary. It's gotta be Miami's Jimmy Butler. That guy is all about hard work. The Secretary of Health and Human Services. I'm going with the Nets' DeAndre Jordan. I saw him in a Bon Appetit video once. He was cooking. He really cares about the health of people, what we put into our bodies.
I like to hold my bowl sideways when I whisk.
Really?
Because my hands are big and it also makes me look like I know what I'm doing, you know?
Secretary of Commerce, promoting American businesses and industries is the job. Andre Iguodala is my man. All I've heard about Iguodala over the years is that he's into startup after startup after startup, but many startups failed. It'd be good to have somebody in the job that knows about the ups and downs of businesses. It's either him or LeBron James. because LeBron James continues to make Blaze Pizza a successful pizza chain. And every time I drive by a Blaze Pizza, I have a zero urge to go in. Although maybe it's just not big here in the South. You know, maybe it's a regional thing. I don't know. It's huge. Secretary of Energy, Kemba Walker. He seems like a nice guy to have around. Director of National Intelligence, Rajon Rondo. You need some not-so-nice guys around. Also, high IQ, as they always say with Rajon Rondo. National Intelligence seems like a good fit. Secretary of Transportation, the Nets' Jeff Green. He's been on 10 teams. He's had to move a lot. He's been traded mid-season four times. I think he knows how to get around. He's had to move under stress being traded mid-season. I think he's got a good temperament. I'd like to be in a car with Jeff Green. Secretary of Defense, Steve Nash. He's a fellow Canadian like me. We don't like wars. Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. I'm bringing Matt Bonner out of retirement. He used to like to walk or take public transportation to games. That's probably because he didn't have any money. But I think he still cares about the environment. Secretary of Education. This is where LeBron James fits in. He created the I Promise Elementary School in his hometown of Akron, Ohio, after seeing the high school dropout rate. And they try things at the I Promise School. Shorter summer holidays with more breaks throughout the year. They've got an 8-to-5 school day. They adopted the STEM curriculum. I'm with Bron. The Secretary of the Interior, Miles Turner. We're going basketball here. He leads the league in 4.2 blocks per game, the most since Dikembe Mutombo over the course of a season in 95-96. And that hand injury that Miles Turner sustained seems to be very minor. Secretary of State, it's about foreign policy. Malcolm Brogdon gives a crap about the world as he tries to bring clean water to Eastern Africa as the founder of Hoops 2.0. Secretary of the Treasury, veteran Anthony Tolliver. He hasn't made a lot of money relative to other NBA players throughout his career, and I like that about him. He knows the value of a dollar, and he could use a job because he's not playing in the NBA right now. Actually, he holds that same position with the Players Association, Secretary of the Treasury. I'm getting somebody with experience. Speaking of experience, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Chris Paul. He helped create that CBA clause that got older players paid. The Attorney General, top cop. Sounds like a job for Chris Paul. He knows all the rules, the CBA, as I said. And on the court, he'll tell a referee, hey, that guy's jersey is untucked. Give us a technical foul. The Secretary of Agriculture. You know what? I'm going with Chris Paul again. He's a vegan. He was an executive producer on the Game Changers documentary about athletes and what they put into their bodies. I think he could live off the land. Director of the Office of Management and Budget. It's Chris Paul. He knows all these details. Director of the CIA. It's Chris Paul. He knows what's going on at all times. You know? I'm pretty sure he knows everything that's happening in every inch of his family's house. White House Chief of Staff. Whew, it's Chris Paul. He gets stuff done. Doesn't care who he pisses off. And the Vice President taking Kamala Harris's position. Yep, you guessed it. Chris Paul. Did I leave out some cabinet positions? You bet I did. If you have any suggestions for those or the ones that I picked, please let me know in the YouTube comments or wherever you listen. Make sure you listen to the full No Dunks episode today, where the guys will look back on the first month of the NBA season. I will be back to give you the news as fast as I possibly can tomorrow on Thursday. I'll see you then.